There are plans underway to create a new economy across Arnhem Land through an ambitious new tourism program. The Nolniu people say they want to manage cultural tourism in the region, and they've joined forces with a panel of tourism experts to develop a master plan. The idea is to take small groups of people on tours across Arnhem Land to experience the natural wonders and the ancient Aboriginal culture of the region. The plan is being supported by both private and government funding, with Canberra yesterday tipping in an initial investment of $825,000. Mike Woods has more.
The Yolngu people are very proud of their land and want Australians and the world to experience its unique features. The vision is to create 50 new sustainable enterprises over the next 10 years to deliver high-quality tourism. Jawa Barawanga is chairman of the Liiwi Yolngu Tourism Aboriginal Corporation and is the manager of the master plan. He says he sees his land as a bush library and a bush university where many things can be learnt. But Jawa says while Aboriginal people want to share the area with the world, they're aware they must preserve their homeland, and all of the new ventures will involve low-impact tourism.
It will be not bad for environment because Aboriginal people were managing land for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. And that's why Aboriginal people want to share their knowledge between to the world and also Australians, that we are can also look after our land properly and for the generations. And bush library is a part of that. What do you get in that bush library and the knowledge too?
Jawa already runs a small but successful tourism business, mainly catering to corporate clients who want a true Arnhem Land experience. He says visitors have much to see, from spectacular coastlines to lush rainforest. He says a visit to his country can be a life-changing experience.
Well, I can show you many things. Out there is so many and rich is many things that in for your knowledge. People out there can tell you stories and also the moons and stars and changing your life, because out there is going, and I also call it Bush University. That's where you see everything that Yolngu people right across in Arnhem Land. We want to teach people that and show our country and languages and also the ceremonies important. And Aboriginal people now talking about the businesses and how they can create a new economy and also getting out a real job. It's their passion. They wanted to sacrifice on that because they want to show their land and they want to see also people from other countries.
John Morse is a former Managing Director of Tourism Australia who's passionate about Indigenous tourism. John has a strong relationship with the Yolngu people and has been instrumental on drawing up the management plan for the new venture. He says the vision for the program was partially inspired by a trip to Botswana.
I was over in Botswana last year on a holiday and saw all these wonderful little safari camps run by the Indigenous people in Botswana, and was very, very impressed with what they do. And it struck me that we could be doing a similar style of tourism in Arnhem Land. And I came back and spoke to Jawa, and he's been running a small business for around 8 years in northeast Arnhem Land, a place called Balaka. And his vision is to take this right across Arnhem Land. So we put the two together, really, and come up with this master plan, which is very, very exciting.
And there is a real mystique about Arnhem Land. Most of us know about Arnhem Land, but we don't really know much about what's there.
Absolutely. Look, that's so true. It's an exotic place. It's a mysterious place. I think apart from the fact that it is extraordinarily beautiful, and there's some wonderful islands and beaches and forests and river systems, the great mystique about Arnhem Land is the extraordinary Yolngu culture, which is still really intact after 40,000 years, and what the people do with their ceremonies and the way they go, the way they live, they're really, really keen to share it with the rest of Australia and, in fact, the rest of the world.
And apparently Australians have a very strong desire to learn and connect with the Aboriginal culture.
Yes, this is true, and it's a fairly recent development, and one that I find incredibly exciting. a study was done a couple of years ago by Tourism Northern Territory, and they found that around 84% of all Australians think it's important to learn about Aboriginal culture. But the extraordinary fact is that 94% of all Australians think it's really important for their children to learn about Aboriginal culture. I think this is something that's really, really positive in the way Australians are now starting to engage with this incredible culture.
Now, you say that this is not about mass tourism, that Arnhem Land will never be a mass tourist destination. So what is it about?
Well, it is, when I say mass tourism, I don't think we'll see huge resorts or big hotels being built. We won't see busloads of people coming through Arnhem Land, because it is geographically quite remote, although we do have good air access through on the western side through Darwin, on the eastern side through Gove. There is one major road that goes through Arnhem Land, and it's four-wheel drive only. And the Yolngu people certainly don't want to be overrun by tourism. They want to manage it well so that people get a great experience, so that the culture stays intact. So the way we describe it is that it will not be an inexpensive place to go to, but it will be a very, very special experience for those people who want to connect with the Yolngu culture.
That's John Morse. He's a former boss of the Australian Tourism Commission. He's now working with some of the Yolngu people to develop a new Indigenous tourism model for Arnhem Land. He was speaking with Mike Woods. It's 7 to 9 on Breakfast.